Greetings, saints of God. We are continuing on a very important topic. Why love must work? Why? Because it is God's love. It is the believer's lifestyle. In the last segment, we spoke to the fact that God is a source of this love and that this love is meant to complete us. We will look at now on the fact that this kind of love counters fear. And so in 1 John 4 verse 18, the Bible tells us there is no fear in love, but perfect love, complete love, casteth out fear, because fear at torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Perfect love, complete love, cast it out, drives out, fling out, throw out fear, remove it. When we are complete in love, we fear nothing or no one. We love unconditional, even in the most austere situation. We can allow the wisdom of God's love to manifest and to respond to that situation, respond to issues that are probably pungent, I would probably say, not healthy for consumption, but we can tolerate it because of the love of God. The carriage of the love inside of us give us the ability to manage and maneuver in very difficult situations. It counters fear. No fear in love. Love does not fear. And one person says fear is false evidence appearing real. So they use the word F-E-A-R in acronym form. Fear is false evidence appearing to be real. It counters, it goes against. It is not controlled by or dictated by fear. Love overcomes fear. And so the word of God says there is no fear in love. Perfect love. Cast out all fear. Jesus knew this when he went to the woman at Samaria. There was a fear that the Jews should not mingle with the Samaritan, but he stepped past that. When he healed the many persons, fear couldn't do that. Fear of the Jews would allow him to take away himself and to hide and to be locked away because his life was being threatened. But he didn't care. He came on a mission. He didn't fear what man could do unto him. He trusted God to protect him. And so as much as they attempted to hurt him, they could not touch him because his time was not yet. He had no fear. He was fearless in his expression of God's love, because love comes to fulfill the needs of mankind. Love, when it's completed, it throws out, fling out, drives out, cast out fear. It removes the thing that humanly causes us to buckle and to rethink. But when the Holy Spirit takes control of our love, we don't need to worry, because God has already sensitized, already conditioned our surrounding so that we can express the love of God. We need to be guided by the Holy Spirit in this time, and given what is happening, the paradigm that we're in, we need the Holy Ghost to help us to manage how to express, how to demonstrate, how to display a lifestyle of God's love. It takes the wisdom of God to do that. And that wisdom is not earthly, it's not sensual or devilish. It comes from Almighty God. It's pure, peaceable, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without hypocrisy and without partiality. That's the kind of love we're talking about. Love that's guided by that wisdom will always prevail. Doesn't matter how difficult the situation is, love will prevail. God's love is not puffed up. We talked about puffed up earlier. But let me redefine that to say puffed up means it's not conceited or proud. This love doesn't call us to be riding on our human pride and feel that we are something more than we should be. But we learn to be humble with love. And so if knowledge is not exercised through God's love, it can lead to foolish pride. Many persons who have started out very humble with God, as soon as they rise academically or rise in their financially, they become proud and begin to take all the credit all the glory for themselves, forgetting that it's God that gives them power to get wealth. Many persons are boastful today and they don't need God anymore. Money become the God. They replace God with money and material things. And they are more caught up with those things than they are caught up with God. Paul spoke about it, that we should not allow the love of money to rule, because the love of money is the root of all evil. And Solomon says, if riches increase, set not your heart upon it. We should never allow anything to compete for the love of God in our life. Should never allow it to cause us to become conceited. Yes, the temptations are there. And we feel it sometimes in our human feelings. But we are guided. We must be allow the Holy Spirit to guide our lives so that we can live humble while God pours blessings upon our life. And so we can be humble in serving and using the gifts and the provisions He makes for us to help others and to exercise God's love to our giving, serving, and living. It's not puffed up. We're going to continue on this topic in the next segment. God bless.